This is a special dramatic episode from the audio drama How We Manage Stuff. It is entitled, We Let You Decide. It is episode number 19200. It is copyright 2020 by Jaggy LLC. Good evening. Glad you decided to come with us tonight. We promise to take you to one of the centers of power in Washington, D.C., and here we are, the Capitol Hill Studios of the Dockerley Report. Couple of words before we begin. The host has asked us to be quiet. Noise carries. Also, from experience, I can tell you that you might want to be careful about what you touch. Things tend to be a little, well, sticky. Oh, and the host has put on his headphones and is about to begin.
Is it just bad judgment, or might it be a conspiracy to keep government out of the hands of the people? We'll present the facts and let you decide. Live from the Capitol Hill studios of the Dockerley Report, I'm Chad Dockerley of Technica Publica. And this is... Just a second.
Oh, I'll get it for you.
And this is the Dockerley Report.
Nothing to worry about. It rolled over.
Fear is our subject, and our problem is porn. And our legislation is suspicious. Our guest for today is congressional expert Rebecca Vogelson. Thank you, Rebecca, for being here.
Oh, it is good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Let's jump to the conclusions. Is the Senate doing an end run around popular opinion, Rebecca?
Well, they are our representatives, Mr. Dockerley.
Let's duck specifics. Porn, tech, and a bill that puts them together. S-3398. What is your opinion of S-3398, Ms. Vogelson?
Well, to be honest, what struck me first was the name. It just seems to me...
inappropriate.
Odd. Strange. It's called the Earn It Act.
Does the name hide its true purpose, Ms. Vogelson?
You can call me Becky. Everyone does.
But the title is...
Earn It.
Obscure, is it not?
Yes. Earn It. Earn It. Well, it's about pornography, but it's called Earn It?
Of course. We all know it's an acronym.
Of course, but just look at it. What does it say? Are you supposed to earn pornography?
There would not be many supporters if it were.
Oh, then do you read it the other way, Charlie? Are you supposed to earn a pornography-free internet?
And should we not be guaranteed an infrastructure free of objectionable materials?
Well, yes, and not earn it. And if you look at the words that make up the title, they just don't really make sense.
Eliminating Abusive and Rampant Neglect of Interactive Technologies Act.
Rampant. Rampant neglect? Who would say that?
They were trying to telegraph a certain...
Yes, but it is odd. Because you usually want a name that, you know, explains.
Which would be my
point.
So
I would have suggested the Please Obliterate and Remove Now Act.
Miss Vogelson.
Oh, I was just fooling with you. In my day, we would never have used a name like Earn It.
And we should note that you were a senior congressional staffer.
The chief of staff would have marched to my desk and said, what are you thinking, Becky?
You were in the Senate Minority Leader's office.
Well, that's just the way it ended up, Charlie.
Chad.
I didn't much know the difference at the time. I sent them my resume, and they took me.
And you were a congressional staffer for 4 years?
A little less than that. I worked for 18 months following the second summer.
A substantial service.
Well, I met your uncle that fall. He was in the Majority Whip's office. Oh, he was so handsome.
But the way this bill is structured, Ms. Vogelson.
We were together by the fall, and we were married in the spring by the Senate chaplain.
A touching scenario. Now, for the committee...
And I stayed until your cousin's
report. It is the unusual nature of the Earn It bill that is of interest to the listeners of the Dockerley Report.
Oh, and they both want me to say hi to you.
Because they would be truly frightened.
Oh, Hannah is in Singapore, you know. Oh, we just talked last night.
Frightened to learn how democracy is undermined.
And of course, Andrew has his little startup in San Francisco. We're just so proud of both of them.
And my regards in return. But is not this Earn It a truly dangerous precedent, Miss Vogel?
Aunt Becky, please. No, it is just a fast track.
Fast track.
Back in my day, we did it for the North American Free Trade Agreement, and you don't know that because it's ancient history.
But so-called fast tracks undermine the authority of Congress.
No, they just tell you who has the power, Charlie.
Chad Duckerley.
Yes, of course, dear. The party in power uses fast tracks to get what they want without saying what they want.
On the quiet.
Oh, exactly. Vote for our solution, they say. But we won't exactly be saying what that solution is.
On pornography.
Oh, Charlie, of course not. No, this has nothing to do with pornography.
Freedom of speech, then?
Not even that. It's to give the bill that nice gloss of respectability.
So you are saying that pornography lends respectability.
No better than that, Charlie. Chad? No one is in favor of porn. But, it is surprising that with so much of the internet traffic being porn, there's not a porn industry trying to protect their revenue.
But shouldn't we expect?
Because what is it? 13%, no, 18% of all internet traffic is pornography.
Those are telling figures, Miss Vogelson.
And it is surprising, just surprising, that with those numbers, no one is making money. It's all free, or enough of it is free. I, of course, don't look. Wait, do you, Charlie?
Chad?
Oh, and of course, I don't judge. The whole industry, poof!
Power, Miss Vogelson. Congress. How the Earn It Bill seizes legitimate political power.
So, Charlie,
Chad,
are you asking me to explain fast track into our audience? Because that is what it seems you're asking.
Doesn't Earn It reveal the potential for abuse of power?
Maybe. Well, maybe not. But does your audience really want to know this?
We have a public service
to
perform.
Charlie, I've seen your numbers. Oh, if you had a happy story, an interesting story, every now and then, you might start to build an audience.
Only if we can educate the electorate.
But you catch more bees with honey, Charlie, than with vinegar.
So, Miss Vogelson, we are indeed asking you to explain fast-tracking to our audience.
Oh, well, I suppose I can.
Aunt Becky, could you please just...
A fast-track bill has three things. It asks Congress to accept a new policy. It doesn't explain the policy, but says that experts will define it. It says that Congress cannot modify the policy.
But Ms. Vogelson, doesn't that mean that Congress has surrendered an important power?
Aunt Becky, Charlie.
Chad.
You are really using the name Chad Dockerley.
Chad Dockerley of Technica Publica.
Well, Chad Dockerley of Technical Publica. No, it doesn't. Congress still gets a chance to accept or reject the policy.
Then why is it different?
In a fast track, Congress can't make any changes. They can't offer amendments. It is up or down. Huh, I'm surprised you don't know this, Charlie.
It is for our listeners.
Well, okay. That's fast track. Congress approves a committee to design a policy. It agrees to vote on the recommendations. It agrees that it will not change them.
Why would anyone want to do this? Want to do this?
Because they think it is the only way to get their ideas approved, Charlie.
But it undermines democracy.
It is just another form of democracy.
One that cannot stand the light of
day. Or one that deals with sensitive subjects. Subjects that might generate a lot of debate.
But debate is part of democracy.
Do you ever follow Pinterest, Charlie?
Pinterest? Of course not.
Well, I think you should.
There is not much about it that is of interest to the listeners of the Duckerley Report.
Well, they should be interested in it, because the legislation...
That seems a little fantastical to me, Miss Vogelson.
Well, as I was reading the legislation, Charlie, it occurred to me that a Pinterest representative might be one of the experts forming the Earn It policy.
But they don't represent the tech industry.
But its members are largely women, and women are disproportionately affected by porn.
That is a cogent and valid argument, Miss Vogelson.
Aunt Becky, please. And also, you should look at it because right now, there is some lovely young woman on Pinterest who is using the site to plan her wedding.
But that does not really concern pornography.
But it still concerns you.
And how would that be?
And you could help her by volunteering to be the groom.
That is... not my present aspirations.
Oh, no, of course not, but I'm just...
Thank you.
Though your cousin Andrew would make a lovely groom.
Fast track on Vicky. Fast track.
If you were seeing a young woman, and we can just pretend that for a moment, would it bother you to discover that she had already planned your wedding on Pinterest? Venue? Clothes,
yes,
music,
well,
flowers, vows, oh, and guests.
Maybe.
Even if your best friends are not on the list.
Becky.
The toast, honeymoon.
This is hypothetical.
Food.
I don't know.
And there we are.
We are where?
You've been dating this girl. You thought that you'd just been having a good time, but you discover that she has already planned every detail of your wedding.
Why is this so important?
Because, Charlie, that's fast track. If you want the girl, you have to say yes to that wedding. But if you want to say no to the suit, oh, she is picked for you. You have to say no to the wedding and no to the marriage. Those are the only choices.
Aunt Becky, this is Earn It Bill? Someone wants the tech industry to settle down, as you would say?
No, they're forming a committee and getting a nice young lady from Pinterest to be on it.
So we have to take her Pinterest page.
If it comes to that, yes.
And will it come to that? Aunt Becky?
I'm guessing no. It has, 12 co-sponsors? There was a committee hearing, but at the moment, I don't think that's enough.
Not enough. Thank you, Miss Vogelson.
But your cousin Hannah has this lovely friend on Pinterest.
The Duckerly Report, where rumors become unsubstantiated reports, and unsubstantiated reports becomes truth. I'm Chev Duckerly, and we let you decide. Good night, America.
Oh, Charlie, I forgot to tell you that we are a production of the audio drama, How We Manage Stuff, and that we can be found at all the big podcast places, and that our website is howwemanagestuff.com, and that we're copyright 2020 by Jaggy LLC. Oh, and Hannah and Andrew, your father and I, are just so proud of you. Bye-bye.
Good night, America. That is power journalism at its best. You've been listening to We Let You Decide. We'll say goodnight, and we'll see you tomorrow.